Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Social worker Peyton Shires assigned to counsel a 13-year-old boy. While checking his phone, the boy's mom discovers a video of Shires and her son having sex. Mommy calls police. Ohio cops stay silent on a three-way call with Shires and the boy's mother. Shires admits to her sex relationship with the little boy.
Nancy Shires had just been licensed as a social worker in June and employed by the National Youth Advocate Program that works with families involved in the foster care system. The NYAP has stated they are, quote, saddened by the situation and cooperating with authorities. Shires was arrested on her birthday.
Shires, 24, now charged with unlawful sex conduct with a minor. Guess she needs the counseling now. Trent Guthmiller heads to a North Dakota McDonald's on lunch break, but is stopped before he goes inside. George DeMarius asks him to buy him a Big Mac and a Happy Meal for his one-year-old daughter. Guthmiller declines and goes inside. DeMarius follows, pulling a handgun from his daughter's stroller, pointing it at Guthmiller. DeMarius calls Guthmiller disrespectful, throwing plenty of cuss words in before stowing the gun and leaving. Police quickly catch up with DeMarius, who's now charged with terrorizing with a dangerous weapon. Could he have gotten a better deal at Burger King? More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We begin overseas, as the French president's office has announced that the country will deploy up to 7,000 soldiers to bolster security there following a school incident in which a possibly radicalized former student killed a teacher and injured three others. For more, we turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
Following the attack that rocked France in the midst of international tensions over the Israel-Hamas conflict, several students, parents, and staff returned to the Gambetta Carnot School in the northern city of Arras to reestablish contact and seek help. According to prosecutors, the alleged attacker and a number of other people are behind bars as counterterrorism investigators look into the stabbing. Our friends with the Associated Press say intelligence services had been recently monitoring the suspect for radicalism. He comes from the neighboring Chechnyan province of the Ingushetia in Russia's Caucasus Mountains. At first, the authorities had classified him as Chechen. President Emmanuel Macron issued an order to deploy up to 7,000 soldiers and, until further notice, an order to boost security and alertness throughout France.
The French government also raised the national threat level. Back in this country now and to Iowa, where a month after another man was found guilty for his involvement in the killings, jurors have found another defendant not guilty of murder in the shooting deaths of two students at a Des Moines alternative school. According to our friends with the Des Moines Register, 20-year-old Bravon Tukes was found not guilty on two counts of first-degree murder and one count each of attempted murder, involvement in a criminal gang, and willful damage inflicting serious injury. The jury rendered their verdict almost 1 month after 19-year-old Preston Walls was found guilty of second-degree murder, manslaughter, and willful damage causing serious injury for his involvement in the January 23rd shooting at the Starts Right Here program. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has signed a new law providing greater compensation for victims of child sexual assault while participating in the Boy Scouts of America. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
The governor's action was taken in the midst of the Boy Scouts of America's bankruptcy settlement, which was initially filed in 2020 in response to allegations of sexual abuse by scout leaders made by tens of thousands of men across the country. Of those men, around 2,000 are from Ohio. Victims' compensation is determined by the duration of the statute of limitations for civil claims, the severity of each abuse case, and other factors that differ from state to state. Ohio's civil statute of limitations in bankruptcy lawsuits was 12 years prior to DeWine's approval of the new law. That is now nullified for the next 5 years, so victims of Boy Scout abuse who file a claim will get all of the money they are entitled to through the settlement, not just 30-45% of it.
One of the measure's authors, Representative Bill Seitz of the Cincinnati area, says that Ohio is the first state to utilize the settlement's provision permitting states to extend the statute of limitations.
Heather Cameron, mom of four, takes a day trip to Keswick Dam from Redding, California, with her ex-boyfriend, Daniel Lusby. That afternoon, she calls 911 from Lusby's phone saying she's been drugged and needs help. The call drops. Heather calls back twice, operators hearing a male voice in the background. By the time cops get there, no sign of Heather. They close the call. Weeks later, Cameron's ex-husband reports her missing. Cops speak with the boyfriend, Daniel Lusby, who says they were fishing when Heather walked off with his phone. Then he says he couldn't find her. Cops search the area but find no sign of Heather or Lusby's missing phone. Heather Cameron, 28, now missing over 11 years. If you have info on Heather Cameron, please call Shasta County Sheriff's 530-245-6025. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.